Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Quince. A thoughtfully built wardrobe comes down to pieces that mix well and last. That's where Quince shines. Premium fabrics, considered design, and everyday essentials that feel effortless to wear and dependable, even as the seasons change. Quince has the everyday essentials I love with quality that lasts, like lightweight cashmere sweaters, short sleeve Mongolian cashmere polos, linen bottoms and shorts, tees and 100% Pima cotton and European jersey linen. These are the versatile pieces that make a wardrobe actually work season to season. And Quince works directly with top factories and cuts out the middlemen, which means you're not paying for brand markup or fancy retail stores, just quality clothing. Their clothing is rated between 4.5 and 5 stars by thousands of people wearing it every day. And they only partner with factories that meet rigorous standards for craftsmanship and ethical production. And may I just add, those linen shorts have become my go-to. They don't wrinkle like cheap linen does, and they work with everything, and they didn't cost a fortune either. So stop overcomplicating your wardrobe. You don't need a closet full of options. You need a few pieces that actually work. So right now, go to quince.com/babble for free shipping and 365-day returns. That's a full year to build your wardrobe and love it. And you will. So stop overcomplicating your wardrobe. You don't need a closet full of options. You just need pieces that actually work. So right now, go to quince.com/babble for free shipping and 365-day returns. That's a full year to build your wardrobe and love it. And you will. Now available in Canada too. So don't keep settling for clothes that don't last. Go to quince.com/babble. B-A-B-B-L-E for free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/babble. Thank you so much to Quince for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is BetterHelp. Now, I don't know if you know this, but March includes International Women's Day. It's a moment to celebrate women's strength and progress while also recognizing how much they carry every day. Between caring for others and managing unseen responsibilities, their emotional well-being can easily be overlooked. So we just want to remind women how much they matter and that therapy offers a space for them to take care of themselves in the ways that they deserve. So, if you're looking to think about the roles that you play, the expectations placed on yourself, and the pressures that you feel, therapy can help create balance, set healthy boundaries, and support overall well-being for everyone. And that's where BetterHelp comes in. With over 30,000 therapists, BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy platform, having served over 6 million people globally, and it works with an average rating of 4.9 out of 5 for a live session based on over 1.7 million client reviews. BetterHelp is there for you and your therapy goals. Your emotional well-being matters. Find support and feel lighter in therapy. Sign up and get 10% off at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. Thank you so much to BetterHelp for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we are doing a story time. We discuss bleeding in the club, the last time we wore diapers, when we woke up in unexpected places, and which LaCrissy flavor we are. To watch the visual version of the podcast a week before it's on iTunes and SoundCloud, download the full screen app and enjoy. And if you're an eligible AT&T wireless customer, you can stream Psychobabble again and again because they're giving it to you for a year at no extra cost. Just go to fullscreen.com/ATT for more details. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble.
Bonjour, my gossip girl. Hi.
Hello.
Hello in there.
Hello over there.
Hello in there.
Hi.
Do you like that picture of me with that baby?
You
kind of
look like a bro, but with
a
baby.
You know what I'm saying?
You're saying Chia.
I'm saying Fia.
No, wait, is Chia like Fia? Fia?
Fia?
What did you say?
I said Fia.
Like fuck yeah.
Yeah.
What's Chia?
I was well, over
Chia.
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 That's like yeah. Wait, doesn't Ryan Lochte say Chia?
Chia.
Oh, God. Chia.
Chia. Cheeto.
Ryan Lochte says Chia.
Chia. That's what you're saying in that.
I'm saying,
what's the baby saying?
That baby's saying fuck yeah, too.
That baby slapped into
When we were in for the, we went to Guerneville, which is north
what
of San Francisco.
What in the hell
for
is Guerneville?
Yeah.
Hold up.
And I was hanging out with someone who kept saying fuck yeah. And
no.
At first I thought it was dumb. And then like 2 hours later, I was like, fuck yeah.
Is this your new friend?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I had a boyfriend for a weekend.
Girl, that is ideal.
And he and I just walked around saying, fuck yeah, the whole time.
Well, seems like you had fun.
I think our friends probably hated us.
Okay, cool.
Fuck yeah, they did.
Corey, what are we doing today?
Oh, so now you just want to dive right in.
I just love diving.
I'm like, the last
time. When was the last time you did a good dive?
A good dive where I felt like I stuck
I'm
it?
I'm talking Godiva.
Godiva chocolate.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Stop.
Why not?
I went swimming the other day.
Wow.
Yeah. I was feeling my summer bod.
Were you feeling your oats with a little splash splash?
I was splish splash making
taking
a
bath.
Taking a bath.
Did you splash into a Slim Jim?
I splashed. Yes, I did. No.
Where did you swim?
Girl, with Mark.
Does she swim?
With my friends. Yes. Mark
Should
Mason.
We call Ben J. Pierce and ask him if he swims?
I don't get the reference, really.
That's a little inside joke between me and Ben J.
Well, I'm really glad you shared it with the whole world.
Yeah,
just
everyone
now.
Follow me and Ben J. on Twitter.
Stop.
You'll see us tweeting at each other. Does she swim?
I went with Ben J. Pierce to...
Where did you swim? You didn't tell me yet.
With my friends in their pool.
Oh, they have a pool?
Yes, they have a pool.
Oh, they know the owner.
Oh, they know the owner. I went with my friend, my dear, dear friend, my elusive chanteuse friend.
What if you had a dear, dear friend?
I get it, and I'm not going to play into that. With my dear,
and
dear friend.
And you hate animals.
With
I'm
my
calling
dear,
PETA.
I was with my friend, Ben J. Pierce, and we went to the Hollywood Bowl for the Pentatonix concert. Mm-hmm. It was iconic.
Wow. I saw your tweet.
And the people we went with packed an entire bag of snacks.
That's what you're supposed to do at the
Cucumber
sandwiches.
Bowl.
Yeah.
Little tiny toasts with Gouda a gherkin.
I saw Ed Sheeran at the bowl and I packed my own picnic.
I brought
and
I
did when I saw Sarah Bareilles at the bowl.
Of LaCroix. I had everything for the people. And then there were fireworks at the end. And me and Ben J. Pierce cheered.
You know what else had fireworks at the end?
Hmm.
Sarah Bareilles and the Little Mermaid at the Hollywood Bowl.
Cool.
So maybe the Hollywood Bowl just loves fireworks.
And then up rose
What
this,
songs did they sing? I was curious, though.
A lot of classics.
Did they do Rose Gold?
No. And I,
or was
I,
it like
I screamed
Proud
at
to
the
be
end.
American?
I said, come back and do Rose Gold.
Was it like Proud to be an American?
No. They did like Imagine.
God Bless the USA.
No, it was not so much America
as
it was like American classics.
Oh.
So Imagine.
Heard it through the grapevine.
Nope.
Sitting on the dock of the bay.
No.
What's that other one by
Bohemian
Sam
Rhapsody.
Oh, I like
that type of shit. It was very like
you mean
Pentatonix
so their,
covers album.
Their latest album.
Volume 3.
It was like their latest album.
Yes. I was ready for a little bit of Rose Gold. I was ready
Did
for a little bit of
Did they do any of their like
friends,
fun mashups?
Or, I mean, future friends, imaginary parties.
Huh? Oh, and everyone else just takes a break while Scott and Mitch
I would love
do it.
It. Well, everyone needs a vocal rest.
That's true.
Somebody asked me what
I wish you would take one.
Somebody asked me what I thought of somebody's new single. I said, well, I think she should go on vocal rest. And I think that's my favorite insult to say about an artist right now.
Who was it? Name names.
I'm not going to say.
Tell me a story about it.
Speaking of stories.
What's a story, Morning Glory?
I asked that recently.
I feel like you always ask
What
that.
Is a Morning Glory? It's a flower
it's a
or a bird?
Both, maybe.
Maybe.
Well, Rachel McAdams was in a movie called Morning Glory, I think.
Couldn't pick Rachel McAdams out of a lineup.
Yeah, you could. Regina George.
Oh.
Star of
I
the
totally
Family
could.
Stone.
I totally could.
The Notebook.
Okay, we get it. She's got an IMDb that page.
Plane movie she did.
Planes 2, the Pixar film?
Planes didn't get a 2. And wasn't that called Rescuers or something?
I don't know. Did you ever see Rescuers Down Under?
Yeah, of course.
I loved that.
I love fun animals.
I love to have fun, and I love animals, and I love
I haven't seen animals. Any of the Cars movies. Did you see the new one?
No.
I told someone did that the other day, what? And they were like, well, Cars 1 is great, so you're an idiot, and Cars 2 is awful.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I was like, I didn't realize... Such a passion.
The stands are out. Yeah. I recently rewatched Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Great.
Not as good as before.
Wow.
Though a very iconic Cheerios scene.
I'm never trying to see Honey, I Blew Up the Baby.
I am. Yes, he. I love Look Who's Talking Now.
Is that the one with the dogs or the babies?
Kirstie Alley.
Look Who's back. Talking is with the babies. Look Who's Talking Now is with the dogs. The like grand,
which one
the big
do they
poodle.
Go to New York?
Always, if it's an animal movie, they always go to New York in the sequel.
Got it. What about
Homeward
the
Bound 2?
The Squeakquel?
Alvin and the Chipmunks, the
so,
Squeakquel.
So, Snervous 2, Baby's we're Day going to New York?
I think so.
What is Snervous 2? Honestly, when are we going to do it? The people are clamoring.
Get Lisa on the phone.
Lisa, I know you listen. Oh, my God.
In
that
her car
is never
listening
gonna
right
listen.
Now.
She's never going to hear it.
Oh, we'll be like, my. We'll be like, well, we hid you a great message, Lisa, in one of our recent
oh my god, we
of the
should,
podcast.
Yeah, you know what? I have said that about two people. I said we talked about you recently on the podcast. I'm not going to tell you which one.
Go fight.
So
that's how
really
we get our
list. Scramble.
That's how we get our list.
When you get a breakfast item,
never a scramble.
I was going to say, have you heard of?
Yeah, I
beef
have.
Hash, beef
corn, beef
corn,
hash?
Beef hash.
I have.
What's up with that?
Yeah, not for me.
I asked our waiter.
I say no to basements.
I got brunch on Sunday with Paolo and Patrick.
I've noticed you recently, like, I think your 2017 version of you is asking the waiter what you should get on the menu.
And then not listening to their advice.
And then not taking their advice.
I went to a new restaurant with Paolo and Patrick, and I go, now, sir.
When did you pick up this habit? I don't love it.
Here's what's
it
up.
It makes me have to wait even longer to get
my
food.
Because I can't decide. That's why I love Shake Shack, because there's two food options.
So I should take you back to Applebee's, where I know you're just going to get the chicken fajita roll-up.
Yeah, I love the chicken fajita
roll-up. That's a roll-up, not a wrap.
It's a roll-up. But so I was at the restaurant, and before we got to the restaurant, Paolo and Patrick go, this guy's a little bit weird.
The waiter?
The waiter. And I get there, and I'm like, wait, he's cute. And then the whole brunch, he's hitting on me, and Paolo and Patrick are like, he's weird. He wanted to read our aura.
I love when people read my aura.
Anyway, so I ask him, what should I get? I said, I'm thinking between the breakfast sandwich, the burrito, this Gruyere omelet, this over here. And he goes, well, let me add a few more things to your options. I go, that's the last thing I need. I can't pick. And then I ended up picking something that nobody had even discussed.
Having to relive this story is just like what I have to experience it in person. And I realize still don't love
it. And then after I ordered,
why
I go,
don't you ask me to just pick for you?
And then after
maybe
I ordered,
we're one
I
of those
had,
couples.
I realized,
now.
Shut up. I realized
she'll have the breakfast God. Sandwich because she's boring.
I would love for to have
someone to order
like
for
that.
You.
Yeah.
You seem like you need to
imagine
get a man
like a
that'll
man.
Order. You order one for you, one for him, and one to share. You know, my ex always did that.
Like,
and I thought, too much food.
Like French toast for the table.
No, fuck French toast for the table. And that's literally how Sue sees it.
So,
did you want to tell a story?
What are we doing today, Corey? Take me there.
I was trying to have a story time. I think we did okay.
I was recently with somebody and they talked shit about Stacey Orrico, and I thought of you.
Well, I like Stacey Orrico.
Yeah. Me too.
I rediscovered Alexis Jordan over the.
You're thinking Alexis Michelle.
No, I'm not.
Alexis Michelle, Lisa Loeb's cousin.
So if you follow us on Twitter. You know, if you follow us on Twitter, mm-hmm. you saw us tweet tell us stories or something. I'm sure. I don't know.
Are you malfunctioning?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a chip.
You put the fun in malfunctioning.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Do I put the male in malfunctioning?
Male means bad.
Go. So we tweeted for you to ask us stories, and now I think we're going to answer some.
Okay, so what do the people want to know?
The first tweet that came through.
Do we know who sent these tweets?
Yeah, I think it's like a screenshot of their tweet will appear for any of those watching.
Oh, how
we'll
fun.
Be sure to read it if you're not.
Okay, whatever.
The first person said, tell me a story about your latest drunk adventure.
Ooh, this is from Sarah Leisure, our little cycle baby, Sarah. Latest drunk adventure. Well, I recently, was it last night? Two nights ago. I went out. I had a Sunday fun day.
Oh, I saw your like, tweet or Instagram.
And I realized that I was the drunkest one in the group when everyone else left me at the bar. And they said, we're all going home now. And I was like...
You stayed?
And I was still grinding with a stranger.
You Lisa Loeb stayed?
I was Lisa Loeb staying. And... And I ran into...
I love that you just got so excited. What? Enough to slap the table.
And I ran into somebody that I love on Instagram, and I ran up to him. I go...
This ain't the most LA thing I've ever heard.
I follow you on Instagram. You do flips all the time. And I was like, are you...
Like pretzel flips?
No, he does like flips. He does videos of him flipping on Instagram.
Wow.
I was so starstruck.
Like back or front?
Both. He really does it all.
He's bendy.
And snappy. I was perplexed and starstruck.
I guess my latest drunk adventure.
Oh, and then I got a bloody nose.
At the bar?
Yeah.
Did he flip and like kick you in the face?
No, it was just like I was dancing with somebody and they.
How
kind
are you
of,
dancing? Show me. Wow.
Like a little bit, but with more.
Like
butt.
A little bump and grind. A little more ass.
I was really backing my ass up.
Really?
For the people. For the gods.
Wow.
The house dog. Boots.
And?
Somebody hit my nose a little mid-dance.
And I, this for real?
Yes. And I got a bloody nose, and there was blood
you
all
are
over.
Literally.
And, but I was doing this because it was dark out
you
in
are
the bar.
Drew.
I was doing this because it was dark in the bar.
You are Drew Barrymore and never been kissed.
I literally thought that I had just the runniest nose that day. And so just blood all over my hands when the lights came up when the bar was shut down. And I had blood all over my face. And the guy I was with was like, I think you had a bloody nose.
You didn't even notice?
100%. Just I looked like I was wearing mid-arm length, you were
wearing
red gloves.
Length red gloves.
Is what it was like. It's called fashion.
I mean, that happened to me when I was hooking up with someone once. They got a bloody nose. And I was like, why are you so drippy? And then it was like.
But I didn't want to go up to the. There's no way for somebody in that state to not
just,
look like the mess of the bar. So I said to the guy I was with, I was like, I'll wait outside. Will you go to the front and ask for some nappies? Napkins.
You didn't notice until you walked out of the bar?
Well, when the lights came up, when we shut down the bar.
You were there until 2?
Yes, I. What do you mean? I had to dance. I was sweep-sweeping.
Wow.
So that's my story about my latest drunk adventure.
My,
and then I went home and made bagel bites.
Wow. You are living your best life in 2017.
I really think I'm enjoying
myself.
Yeah,
I appreciate that.
Letting go of blood.
Thriving. Now, I guess my latest drunk story, I had like a beer and then like was hanging out with this guy that I've hung out with before. And then he was doing the weirdest little like nibble bites on my arm. And it was.
Wait, what kind of bites?
Nibble bites.
Nipple?
Nibble.
Nipple.
Bee?
Bee?
Nibble bite?
For the bee.
Like a little mouse would like.
Where?
Like on my shoulder, on my arm. And I was like, what are you doing? Nobody wants this.
Was he like chattering his teeth?
It seemed like he was trying to give me the smallest, babyest hickey you could ever give. Like this bit.
I hate it.
Yeah.
So did you.
I left.
No. Oh, you went to his place and he nibble bited you? Bit you?
Well, it was closer to where we were going from.
Got it.
And I thought, never again?
So you weren't drunk enough to stay, Lisa Loeb.
Now he's blacklisted. I literally thought, never again.
Wow.
Another one bites the dust.
Wow, your threshold for what is a deal breaker for a hookup is so different from mine.
Girl, let someone nibble on your arm and see how you feel.
Honestly,
I'll do it right. Get over
come
here.
Come here.
I'm going to give you the little baby's tick.
Come here.
No.
Look, have you ever seen my white mark?
I have.
Isn't that kind of weird?
Yeah. Wow, what do you think that is?
I don't
was
know.
That where your third nipple was removed? She had a little shoulder nipple.
When I was pre-gaming for Sunday Funday,
yeah.
I got a text from my doctor. He said, good news, no gonorrhea or syphilis or HIV or et cetera, chlamydia.
Wow.
And I said, cheers to
so
that.
So you were like, let me go bleed on everyone at the club.
Well, if I'm not carrying anything, I might as well bleed on everyone.
I'm sorry whoever asked that question that they had to hear that.
It was Stacy Orico.
Yeah, Stacy. Let's see the next one.
Okay.
It
says, or tell me a story about LaCroix. I want to know what the first option was.
I saw their first one. It wasn't good.
Well.
I thought, yes.
Underscore. A story about LaCroix. I don't know. Once
what
I
about
went
when
to,
you were tweeting... Give me that look, Chrissy.
You know, I sometimes try to bend into meme culture.
You were trying to make look, Chrissy happen?
I dipped my big toe into the world of pop culture.
Yeah. And
my fingers
how
are on,
did it turn
my
out?
Big toe's on the pulse, if you will.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's one thick pompo mousse. Give me that look, Chrissy.
Get wherever you're going.
I was wondering, do you think anybody's ever douched with LaCroix? Yeah. Water.
I have this thought where if you can think of something, somebody's done it. Literally.
So somebody has douche with sparkling
literally,
water.
Yeah. Every time I every time I have a weird thought like that, I'm like, somebody's done it.
I was telling everybody.
There are no original thoughts.
I was telling everybody about the dip and slip the other day.
Yeah. You make the stink, you taste the
stink. That's not the dip and slip. That's a different stink.
What flavor would you lacrosse the house down?
What do you mean? Douche?
When douche?
What flavor lacrosse? Just pure.
Pure.
Plain, the blue, plain.
Plain, classic. Yeah.
I find that that goes with
anything.
I think a lime
might be like fresh for later. Well,
that's like when you put a Tic Tac in your
when someone's going downtown on your Julie Brown.
Yeah, somebody about to rim you.
Yeah.
No, my story was about LaCroix. I went to a birthday party and she had a birthday cake. This is our friend Swike.
Yeah.
She had a birthday cake that was a box of LaCroix.
What flavor?
That I don't quite recall.
Maybe it was her own.
Could have been peach pear.
Oh. I sent you that meme on Instagram of what flavor of LaCroix you prefer says about your personality.
And which one am I?
You were lime, weren't you?
Will you read what lime has?
It was like lime works out, lime goes to the gym. I was like, she's got
it. What flavor were you? Which flavor gets nibbled on?
You know,
tender?
Honestly,
I read all of them and I didn't think any of them were really you.
I agree. So I was like, I guess that's why I have a soda stream.
You're not even LaCroix.
I'm not even LaCroix.
You're Gelson's brand LaCroix.
You were the lime one, and it said, has their shit together.
Yes.
Goes to the gym.
Me.
Won't take your shit. Really chill once you know them.
Am I?
I don't know.
I don't think I am.
I liked the purple can because it said cute as fuck.
Okay, well, it's not just, the flavor's not purple.
Well, you think I can, berry.
Thank you.
Because I thought berry does sound nice, but it said cute as fuck, emotionally immature. And I thought, no, I'm not.
Let me look at these. I can tell you what you are.
There's only six to choose from.
So when this episode goes live, whoever runs the Twitter should tweet this meme. And then people
and say,
can say
tag what yourself.
Passion fruit, I feel like you are maybe you.
I see. I'm glad.
Feminine.
Thank you.
Self-assured.
Thank you.
Beautiful but scary.
Yes.
And will fight you.
I think will. That's you. I have been known to like think I would fight if I were in that situation.
You are almost tangerine, but the last one really says no to me about you.
What is it?
Always down for fun. Yes.
Yep, yep.
Goes with the flow.
Yes.
That's actually not you. You do not go with the flow.
Sometimes,
you have a strict idea of what you want for yourself.
No.
In the plan,
no. Sometimes I let loose.
You don't. Nice and uncomplicated.
Thank you.
Sometimes.
Thank you.
And a bit naive.
I don't think you're naive. I got a good head on my shoulders.
Yeah. Well, I don't really see... None of them are really the most you.
Are you going to get that LaCroixy over bussy shirt that I made for you and tweeted at you?
I was talking to...
You know who also liked that?
Who?
Hank Green.
Oh, God. Does he know what a bussy is?
I guess I'll call him after the episode.
Do you think Hank Grissy knows what his bussy is?
I'm sure. If he doesn't... Is this the Hank...
Green Queens edition.
We'll save that for when he's on.
No, what was I going to say? No, anything can really be a bussy. I was explaining the concept.
Anything.
Like your pancreasy?
Yeah.
Somebody could fuck your pancreas. And it could be.
Depends on how big it is.
How big is a pancreas?
No, I meant the dick.
Oh. And how big your pancreas is.
True.
What is a pancreas?
I don't know.
Is it one of those things you can do without, or do I really need it?
I think you can live without it. The pancreas, maybe. Maybe not.
Your pancreasy.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. You can live without your appendix.
How many?
Yeah, pancreatitis.
We have two kidneys.
Yep.
We have one liver.
Mm-hmm.
We have two lungs.
Sure do.
I have two hands.
Yeah.
I've got two eyes.
Wow.
I've got one heart.
You got one white spot on your arm.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Should we take another question?
Sure.
Yeah. Mika says... tell me a story about Pride.
I had the most fun at Pride this year.
I was willing to say that this Pride was the most fun Pride I've ever had.
Oh, my God.
And I was going to tweet to all of you out there following me on Twitter.
Go off, yes.
I hope someday you have as good of a Pride as I had in 2017. I thought you deserved that.
We really did have a good time.
We got after it. I was in charge of...
What is getting after it?
Like when you like just are out and about.
When you're
a gassy, gassy girl, you get after
really,
it.
We really did get after
like,
it.
Like, get after it. Yeah, if you're like, when you leave your house for the day, to me,
we
that's getting
really
after
We were really down
it.
To have fun.
I said I loved it because it was just go with the flow. Mm. Usually Pride's like 20 people trying to do all the same thing at the same time. And I'm like, no.
We had a good group
of
people.
You're in charge of your own good time.
Well, did you do any other Prides besides San Francisco Pride this year?
Not this year, but there's still time.
Neither did I. I guess there's a lot of European prides happening right
some
now.
Some do theirs in July. Like some of the like hot places, I think like Florida and Texas do theirs in like September.
I was really bummed that I hadn't done any Atlanta, prides. And then thank God we did San Francisco Pride.
I know. I had.
We saw old friends. We saw new friends.
We saw Betty Who.
We did a brunch day.
I
like
taught
a brunch
people
party.
How to sweep on the dance floor.
Corey was living his damn life on the dance floor. We went to what? Maybe it's called a. Would you call it a circuit party?
I don't know.
Everyone was shirtless and sweaty.
I frown upon the phrase circuit party, but I had fun at whatever we were at.
Everyone was shirtless
Betty Who was
and
there,
muscly
so it was more of
and
like
sweaty.
A gay
we were going because, yeah, Betty
party.
Who was doing a concert in San Francisco, and it was at this like warehouse. And it,
where they film porn, apparently.
Yeah, everyone was talking about that. And everyone was like just in their underwear. Meanwhile, me and Corey in like turtlenecks, like fully dressed.
I was wearing a
tank. We wore tank on tank
and
on tank.
Shorts. I knew I was going to be hot, sweaty the house down.
But Corey, living his damn life, decided at one point that.
I thought, you know, a lot of these people just keep dropping their drinks and garbage on the floor.
Well, yeah, if you look down, water bottles everywhere.
Everywhere. I just kept kicking them out of my way trying to dance. And I thought, you know what would be so fun? A broom. And you could just sweep, sweep, sweepity sweep.
So to every single fucking song, Corey's like to the rhythm.
I made sweep. Yeah. And it's like the new hit single.
Well, I brought it to LA.
Sweeping the nation.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, I see your snaps that you send me of you and your LA friends sweeping with my
I was just at my friend's when we were going to the pool. Before I went in the pool, I said, do y'all have a broom? They opened up their cupboard. They
multiple
had
brooms like
broom,
we have at my
Swiffer,
house.
Swiffer, vacuum. I said, we can really sweep it here.
Yes, we can sweep the
house.
Yeah, like
down.
My house has four brooms. We're pretty, we know the owner.
After that night out, I was sleeping on the couch, and I screamed to everyone else in the building, or in Corey's apartment. I said, sweep dreams.
I don't get it.
Because of sweeping. Because we were sweeping. You get it? Yep.
Yeah, great. And you guys would be surprised to see how many good sweeping gifs they have that you can send all your friends.
I love the one of the raccoon.
Yeah, that's the best one. That's a push broom.
You could really sweep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking about in high school how they had that big broom to go down the high school hallways that they called a dry mop.
Yeah, but we had carpet in our high school. So
right, you had a Kiva. You had two gyms.
We had the wooden gym, the rubber gym.
Let's take another question.
Okay. This one is, tell me a story about a vacation. From Girly Oakley.
My vacation story is about how good the song Vacation by Superfruit is.
Work. Okay, yes.
Look at that. I just spun it around.
Spin me
around. But you
right
weren't
around.
Expecting that.
I wasn't.
Like a top baby.
A top
record,
baby?
Like a record.
Would you call yourself a top baby?
Well, I'm holding a top baby in the photo.
I'm done with this conversation.
But yeah.
So is that really what you're saying about Vacation?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean... This
can you believe they really went in on Chris
Kirkpatrick? Every time I listen to
the jaw drops.
Every time I listen to Heartthrob, I rehear like a new lyric. My only problem, and I will tell
you, we're talking about Superfruit right now, by the way.
Superfruit song Heartthrob. My only problem with it is they left Sean William Scott out of there.
Okay,
he was my 90s Heartthrob. Granted, American Pie came out in 99.
After the first. He was really hot. After the first verse, I thought, how are they not, if they're singing three name names, they're not saying Justin or Jonathan Taylor Thomas. And
they
then
said
verse two, they
John
said
Taylor
John Taylor
Thomas.
I go, okay.
I thought you would like that.
Yes. Yeah,
but I thought, I know Sean William Scott was a little late to the game, but he's hot.
Yeah. He's like a 2000s heartthrob.
And then, yeah, they just drag Chris Kirkpatrick.
They really did.
They go in. It wasn't that draggy.
So that's your story about Vacation?
It's my favorite song on the EP.
Really?
Absolutely.
My favorite song is...
It's just fun.
What's my favorite song?
It came
song?
On at the grocery store, and I was like kitchen dancing.
Really?
Well, in my headphones.
Oh.
Well, I was listening to my own playlist.
Got it.
And I thought, yes.
My favorite is...
And I was...
My favorite
in
is...
the fruit aisle.
Worth It? Or is that what it's
yeah,
called?
Perfect.
Worth It.
Perfect.
I love that one.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Cool. What's your vacation story?
I don't know if I have one. Did we ever talk
Next.
About our cruise? We must have talked
Did
about
we?
The cruise.
We went on a cruise. It was great.
I swear, we must have talked about it.
We gambled. We
I saw a
things.
Glacier.
We saw a glacier.
But people were really coming for me because I think I said iceberg or glacier. I mixed the two up and somebody's like, what you saw is not what you said. I'm like, nobody cares.
Slip of the tongue. That's how they get muted on Twitter.
The other day, Scott was over, and I was saying something. You know those vocal warm-ups that are like, Peter Piper, the tip of the tongue.
Red leather, yellow leather.
I was like, who opened for Pentatonix back in the day? It was like, us, the we, the duo, the leap of the tip of the tongue.
What?
Anyway. Us, the we, the duo. You know?
Oh.
We, is it us, the duo? We, the duo?
Yeah.
Us, the we, the
duo,
the duo.
We saw them perform live.
Yeah. Us, the we, the duo, the lip.
I liked them.
The tip of the tongue.
Next question.
Us, the we, the duo, the leap.
Tell me a story about your first love blue heart emoji from
Read
Lauren.
Binge. It's in my book, Binge. That's my story.
Wow.
What do you want to know?
My guest mine was Jake. His name's Jake.
How was he?
We met in college.
When was the last time you saw him?
In person? It's been a while. Probably like 4 or 5 years.
Do y'all flirt?
We text. He has a boyfriend. His boyfriend's very handsome. Hmm. I like all his pictures on Instagram. He has a daughter.
He has a daughter?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Yep. That's how Suit sees it.
That could have been your sperm. Or I don't really know how this works.
Yeah. I'll draw you a picture on how two gay men can have a baby later.
We really can. If it's possible, would you get pregnant?
Would I carry?
Or would you want your partner to get to carry? I'm not looking for more stretch marks after the first baby.
Well, it's not humanly possible, so your question's stupid.
No, I'm saying if it were possible.
It's not.
Impossible.
Is this like a... What if like...
You wouldn't take his spermies and make a baby?
I mean... Sometimes...
Okay, cool.
Next question.
Sure. Tell me a story about waking up in an unexpected place.
That's like you every night, girl.
No, that is not my night. Though, my friend Maxwell, after the bar, I was like, okay, it's time to go home. Because everyone came back to my place after the bar. And he was like not moving. So I was like, okay, I guess you're sleeping
here.
It's
like when we carried my roommate to his bed.
Oh my God. But he woke up in the morning and he literally like looked at me like, where am I?
How on your couch? Here?
Yes, I said good
your
morning.
Your couch
sweetie.
Is actually more comfy than it looks.
That's not probably.
As someone who slept there. And it's long enough for my long legs.
Just what you wait for my new couch.
Have you ever. Are you getting a new couch?
Hell yeah.
It's like. I think you mean. Yeah.
No, the couch that Brett has is you just
nice,
sink right into
nice.
It.
Nice. That's like
I want
my
something
couch.
That's
you're
huge.
Dumb. You, yeah, your couch looks nice, but
it,
I'm like.
It fits. It's all that fits right now.
Well, I guess one time I woke up in an unexpected place.
Where?
On my 21st birthday, I fell asleep on the beach in Fort Lauderdale.
No.
I got too drunk, so my friends took me outside because it was too hot in the club. Mm. So I laid right on the beach by the water, and then they stayed out partying until 2, and then they came back and got me.
Remember when we went to a beach in Florida and somebody peed in a boot?
That was, yeah. Actually, when I was looking for questions to pull for this story time, somebody tweeted, tell me a story about peeing in a boot.
I said, bitch, I got the story
I
right
didn't
here.
Include it, but surprise whoever that was.
Also, how did you spell Fort Lauderdale?
I think that's exactly how you spell it.
Uh-huh.
Literally, all that's missing is an E. What's your problem?
Drag me.
Your
all
couch
right
sucks.
Now. It's all that fits right now. Waking up in an unexpected place. Did I already answer that?
Yeah, I think so.
Great.
Next question.
Next question. Tell me a story about the last time you wore a diaper. Where is the wearing happening? Around the crotch? Because you can wear...
You wore a diaper as a helmet?
You can. I'm asking for you. I'm asking for a friend.
The only thing I could think of was a poopy diaper challenge. And
but
we didn't
even
wear
it.
It.
I don't think...
You don't
I've...
know what I did with those diapers after you went in the other room.
I don't think I've worn a diaper... Since I wore diapers officially.
Since college.
Since college.
There's still time. What
you know,
about
who,
that movie we saw and that guy wore the diapers in the movie?
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, because he just wanted to drive straight somewhere and he wanted to pee.
Oh, I didn't like that movie.
Wow.
Sorry.
Come for it.
Sorry.
It's all that fits right now.
It's all that fits. Me about the diaper.
It's all that fits right now.
I will say, diapers, if you're listening, diaper industry.
Yep.
They really could... expand what they do. The white look is not... I feel like...
You want
maybe
more fun colors?
Maybe boxer brief diapers. Maybe...
Wouldn't it just, like, slide right out the leg?
Well, it's tight around the thigh. It's all that fits right now.
It's tight around the thigh, but then loose around the, like, mid-thigh?
What do you mean mid-thigh?
Explain your upper boxer thigh? Brief diaper to me, please.
I'm trying to help an industry that's clearly dying.
Wait, oh, so you're saying it's boxer brief, but it's still the diapers tight around
yes.
the thighs. Oh, I thought you meant upper thighs.
No, it's tight around your thighs, like boxer briefs, but diaper, where it's diaping, you know.
Is it all still diaper material?
I don't know.
More thought to it, and next time we do another episode,
I'll do a focus group.
Yeah,
because I find guys in boxer briefs to be sexier than guys in briefs. So if somebody comes over in a diaper,
in a boxer brief diaper,
it could be hotter.
Do
if
you
it's
want?
A diaper
now are you thinking
boxer
like
brief?
Trunk cut or like?
That's what I'm talking about. Full, like, I'm talking about the cut.
Boxer brief trunk cut, or do you want boxer brief like above the knee? You know, you've seen
oh, trunk, those. Trunk.
Right, trunk the house.
Yes,
down.
Trunks are cuter than all the way down.
Wow. Well, you should tweet at Huggies.
I will. I'll say Huggies.
Tell them I got an idea for you.
Right. Honestly, I'm just looking for a partnership, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a Shark Tank this. This is something you could take to Shark Tank. Tell me no. And I feel like the diaper industry really only plays to
Tank.
Shark Tank. Yes, thank
diaper.
You.
In
they
your
really
trunk
only
diaper.
Do like cartoon character designs. I'm like, there's got to be, there's an, a are. Me Undies crossover yeah. with Huggies, I believe.
Wow.
You're welcome.
Could be brave. You could call them Thuggies. If you're like tough in your diaper.
I always am. Hey, what do you think about a baby's first poop? I know I bring it up a lot, but I always think about it.
I mean, what's not to love?
It's tar.
What's not to love?
Didn't
your parents like put yours
my
in?
My first poop?
They put it in like an ice cube
no,
tray.
No, that was my placenta. And you know that.
Your placenta.
I ate it. No, a baby's first poop is it's like leftovers wow. from when they were making bones. Isn't yeah. that wild? I just find that to be like, holy fuck, babies.
That's so wild. You're right.
Anyway.
Well, I can't believe that's how we're ending the episode.
Are we done?
That was a whole 30
I'm not
minutes.
Really that done.
Did you want to do another one?
No, we can be done.
You want to tell them more about black baby tar poop?
Black the, baby
not
tar.
The baby, the tar. Well... That's how Sue sees it.
Black baby tar poop.
That's my new drag name. That's my makeup's gonna be flawless.
Hey,
I'm gonna do my makeup with testicle.
Gotta go.
Well, be sure to follow me on Twitter if you want to hear more great catchphrases like black baby tar poop.
So if you wished that you were in this episode, what you could have done is have been following Psychobabble on Twitter.
I'm out of water. It's definitely time to go.
So if you follow us, then quite often we say, give us a this, and you might be in the next episode.
Give us
it goes with
the
story
tip.
Time. It goes with advice episodes. It goes with if we want pop culture topics. So if you're not following us on Twitter, what's the Twitter handle?
Psychobabble.
And how do you remember how to spell it?
Please say you'll come home. Oh, crrr.
Thank you.
Boss ass bussy bussy little elf. I had to spell babble.
Oh my god, I was reading about those. Who are those elves that make cookies?
Okay, do you call them elf fudge cookies or L fudge cookies?
I've never said it out loud. Surely.
Well, people call them EL fudge cookies and it makes me mad.
That is not, maybe that's who I'm talking about?
Yeah, Keebler elves.
Keebler elves, thank you. Yeah. I was reading about them, and somebody was like, they've got to be so sooty, those elves. It's so dirty.
Sooty?
Yes, they're cooking. They're cooking. They're making these in this tree.
And they're
tree.
In the tree. They're sooty and sappy.
They're making the cookies in this tree and the fumes and the soot. And they said, these elves have got to be dirty.
Dirty elves. So these cookies got to be... Black baby.
So you're eating these cookies that have been touched by these dirty, dirty, sooty elves.
I have a surprise for you.
Is it a sooty elf?
The elves don't actually make the cookies.
Totally. I know that.
Oh, okay.
But I totally forgot about that. I was fully in the fantasy.
Yeah. aren't you always?
Okay, cool.
Yep. Well,
sooty black tar baby.
Yep, great.
Black widow baby.
Black widow
baby. We gotta
baby.
Go. Bye.
Bye.